So we've got 34 projects active in the Upper Peninsula right now. It's a busy construction season on top of what's going to be a busy travel period, but we've been able to lift the restrictions on 27 out of those 34 projects. So we're happy to be able to try to smooth travel for people. We'll be lifting those restrictions beginning at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and they won't start up work until 6 a.m. on Monday. And you know, it's about two-thirds of the projects statewide are going to be able to have lanes reopened and work suspended. So we try to do this every year because of the increase in number of people out on the roads, and it increases safety when we can have more lanes open and traffic traveling more smoothly.
But I'm guessing on the west side of Marquette, we're still going to see some restrictions in place, and I imagine in Ishpeming as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. So our big project in Marquette Township, the roundabout and reconstruction project, we just had a traffic shift there last weekend, and that is going to remain in place because the pavement is being torn up and there's a lot of water main and other utility work going on. So the lanes have shifted to the north, just east of Brickyard Road, and onto some new pavement there, and that will have to stay in place. And of course, everybody needs to watch the speed limit there, 40 miles an hour, slow down and keep an eye on those lane changes. And then in Ishpeming as well, M28 Business Route, there's a city project going on there for water main work. So M28, which is Division Street in Ishpeming, is going to be closed between Pine and 7th. And there's a detour on some local streets there that's part of ongoing water main work.
And then down here, you have a project down here over in Niagara, Wisconsin. There at the on USA on our side, it'd be south of the city of Norway. What's going on there?
Correct.
That seems like we just did that bridge that goes into Wisconsin. But tell me about that project.
Well, that's a deck repair project, I believe, and also there's some road work in conjunction with that, and that is work that's being shared with the Wisconsin DOT. And so there is a detour there right at the state line that you'll have to go around and for some time still, and they aren't in a position where they can let traffic back through there because of the construction that's ongoing. Another one is US 2 over by Navin Way, where we've got a major reconstruction project going on there. We will have one lane open in each direction, but there are some areas where there are more lanes that are going to have to be closed there in that section.